Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we like to begin by setting our time together, by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and numbers reflect you.
As always, I like to applaud you for taking the time out this Sunday morning. As we come together in our virtual e-community to deepen down, to connect with one another, and to connect with the sacred. It feels the more I travel upon this road, this journey, this thing called life, the more it feels to me that there is no greater importance than the time we spend in connecting and communing with the source of our being. And we sometimes get so caught up with the busyness, with the frustrations, with the to-do list, that we think we don't have the time. But my beloveds, I can assure you that is the very, very time we need to take a moment. And that is the theme for my Sunday Soul this morning. Take a moment. You see, this week I felt gripped again in a sense of overwhelm with all that was before me to do. The things that weren't going right, the things that were happening that shouldn't be happening. And I had to take a moment because Spirit was like, stop, I got this. But because we're so busy, caught up in our ego, thinking we've got to do, we've got to sort, we've got to make it happen, that the overwhelm starts to build on us. I was thinking last night, our egos always present to us the worst case scenarios, the reasons why we're in overwhelm. But I was trying to recall a time if it ever presented to me personally that, oh, it's okay. Don't worry, it'll be all right. Oh, you've got this. You'll get this done. And I couldn't for the life of me recall my ego ever presenting good news to me. It only seemed to present worry and fear, trepidation and overwhelm. No, I'm not doing an ego bashing trip. I'm simply stating a fact for me. It may not be your fact, but it is mine at this moment. And so what happened on Thursday was that I decided I would do nothing except housework. I took a moment. I was down in Gosport. The painter had been there. And I decided I was going to dust and clean every surface. Something totally removed from thinking about doctorates and apps and anything else. Not even Sunday Soul was even featuring in my consciousness. simply, purely, the joy of dusting. And in the joy of dusting, removing brick dust and paint dust and all of this, there was a peace. There was a peace. Jesus often took himself away from the disciples, from the crowds, and he took his moments. Whether he went out on a boat on Galilee or just took himself away, because he knew that they would continually draw from him and he would continually be depleted in energy. And so, my beloveds, what I realized as I felt this sense of disheartenment and discouragement on Thursday, we all go through those times because of what we think we have to do, what we think is before us. If we think we have a long day at work, if we think that this project is too big for us to handle, whatever it is, sometimes we simply need to take a moment. Take a moment and step away. Take a moment and just do something that has nothing whatsoever related to it. Whilst the ego may be saying, you haven't got time, you can't afford to squander, you need to be applying yourself, just take a moment. There's a wonderful quote from Rumi who says, make everything within you an ear, each atom of your being, and you will hear at every moment what the source is whispering to you, just to you and for you, without any need for my words or anyone else's. We are all the beloved of the beloved. And in every moment, in every event of your life, the beloved is whispering to you exactly what you need to hear and know. Listen, and you will discover it. As I was dusting and dusting and dusting, I started from 11-ish in the morning till about 5:30 when I concluded and was going to head home back down to Hampton Court. There were whisperings that came. There were whisperings that soothed my soul. There were whisperings, and I always love how God moves in my life, that even the psalm that I shared with our 10 at 10, I always open, ask for guidance, and open randomly to see what universe will have me share. And even the psalm that I shared on Thursday morning seemed like God was speaking, whispering to me what I needed. Not to despair, not to be disheartened, to be encouraged. And so, my friends, there are always going to be things, events in our lives, days, long days at work, projects, family, dramas, that can grab us, that can seek to overwhelm and drown us in the waves and seas of despondency. But I urge you to take a moment. Take a moment to remember who you are and whose you are. Take a moment to remember the energy and the life force that is spirit, that is you in expression in human form. Take a moment to remember that there is power, that there is life, and there is death, as the psalmist says, in our words. Take a moment to reframe and reflect. It felt like I was almost vindicated with the level and intensity of work I have been doing. When on Friday I came back home, I was already home, and I woke up in a new state of mind. I had taken my moment Thursday to dust and clean and be totally away from thinking about work and app and degree and doctorate and all of that. And I came Friday with a renewed sense of what needed to be done would get done. And a new awareness of that, stop being so attached to outcomes, to what you think should or shouldn't happen. I had thought I'd finished 400 odd recordings and that was it, and I was so happy the week before. And so when I found out on Thursday that I had to re-record because some of them hadn't taken properly, that added to my overwhelm. But Friday, the spirit had its way. I had calmed and centered myself once more, did the recordings effortlessly and easily, got on and continued with my project, and felt a peace that only comes when we surrender to the source of our being. And so, my story this morning is of Fadumo Deyib. I'm taking it from my Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls, because I knew that the journey of being disheartened and being discouraged and needing to take a moment was one that everybody who wants to achieve anything, and by that I mean a peace-filled life or a life of service, needs to embrace. And so the story goes, once there was a girl whose childhood was spent trying to escape from war. Fadumo and her family had to stay one step ahead of the fighting, and she could not go to school. She did not learn to read and write until she was 14. One day her mother told her, "You must leave this country. Take your brothers and sisters and go." Fadumo knew that her mother was right. War-torn Somalia was one of the most dangerous places in the world for children. When they finally arrived in Finland, they could do all the things that children can do when they live in a peaceful, democratic country. They had a home and beds. They had food every day. They could play and go to school. They were never beaten, and they could see a doctor for free if they were ill. But Fadumo never forgot about Somalia. She wanted to learn everything she could to go back to her own country to help her people regain freedom and peace. After earning 3 master's degrees, she left her family in Finland and started to work with the United Nations to set up hospitals across Somalia. "I have to be there," she told her husband. Today Fadumo is Somalia's first female presidential candidate. No Somali woman has ever run for president before because it's extremely dangerous. But Fadumo has no doubts. "My mother always told me, you hold all of life's possibilities in the palm of your hands, and that's true." After I read the story, I went on to Google her some more. Her previous 11 siblings had all died at a very young age, as babies, of diseases that were preventable. And so she was the 12th child of her mother, who both her parents were Somali but went to Kenya to try and just get the medical help so that their 12th child could be born and live. And then they had to leave Kenya and come back to Somalia because they were chased out. And there in Somalia, they're dealing with war daily in and just having to get by. So she was 18 when she went to Finland with her brothers and sisters and became versed in nursing, that she was sought after to teach this expert skill that she had developed. And so now she's receiving daily death threats because she's the first woman ever in a very patriarchal society to run for presidential candidate in 2020. She says she receives daily death threats. Can you imagine? Daily death threats. But she is standing nevertheless. Here's someone I believe who probably had along her journey many times to take a moment. To take a moment to remember who she was. To remember what she was here to do. To take a moment to reflect that she was here to make a difference and do what she could to alleviate the suffering of the people who she cared about in her country. and even though she didn't know. And to the point, to take it even further, to know that to make a real difference, she had to enter into the world of politics, where her platform is to end corruption, to end female genital mutilation, to see equality for everyone. These are such worthy and wonderful qualities we want in our politicians, and she is to be admired and prayed for. My sacred text comes from Joshua 1:9. And it simply says, I've commanded you to be strong and brave. Don't ever be afraid or discouraged. I am the Lord your God, and I will be there to help you wherever you go. I will be there. As if God could be anywhere else but right where we are. For we are that place where God's light, God's life, God's love expresses in and through. But truly, as the vessel and the conduit that houses the Spirit, it requires that we not get disheartened or discouraged, but we be strong and brave, and not allow our fears to overwhelm us, not allow what we think we have to do or that we have to manage alone to discourage us. But that's what Spirit says. I have commanded you to be strong and brave and not to be discouraged. For I am your God and I am with you wherever you are. It is so easy in our moments of discouragement to forget our truth, to forget this eternal and abiding wisdom that right where we are, the presence, the power, the Spirit of the Almighty is with us. My celestial poem is from the Brooklyn 6 Project, short and sweet, entitled Let Your Steps. Let your steps lead you to the right path. Continue on your journey. You can get your strength back. Do not be discouraged. If you take a tumble and fall, just regain that fire and learn to stand tall. Thomas Merton says, you do not need to know precisely what is happening or exactly where it is all going. What you need is to recognize the possibilities and challenges offered by the present moment and to embrace them with the courage, faith, and hope. As my opening text yesterday sent you, it said it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. And that's the thing. In the moment, we need to remember, as Thomas Merton says, to embrace it with the courage, faith, and hope. Well, hope's not a word that I utilize, but certainly to embrace it with courage and faith. My science of mind reading is entitled Doing a Great Work. The first quote comes from Nehemiah 6:3. I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Excuse me. The second quote comes from The Science of Mind, page 423. To hold one's thought steadfastly to the constructive, to that which endures, and to the truth may not be easy in a rapidly changing world, but to the one who makes the attempt, much is guaranteed. The author writes, the story of Nehemiah in the Bible is the story of someone who knew his mission and never deviated from it. Nehemiah came into Jerusalem and saw the city walls were falling down. So he asked the king if he could rebuild them. The king agreed and made him the governor of the province, which made Nehemiah unpopular. People could not come and go as they pleased like before when the holes were in the wall. Nehemiah's enemy decided to trick him into coming out of the city, where he would be ambushed and killed. The enemy sent a messenger with a letter asking Nehemiah to join him out in the desert. The messenger climbed a ladder onto the wall to give Nehemiah the messenger. Nehemiah told the messenger, "Tell him, I'm doing a great work and I cannot come down." There's a great metaphysical meaning in this story. Nehemiah represents one who is carried away from spiritual peace, Jerusalem, into the confusion of sense, Babylon. The rebuilding of the walls represents the reconstruction of our soul consciousness. The people represents thoughts. They cannot come and go as they please, as they must be in alignment with divine law. As spiritual beings, we must constantly be on our guard as we stay focused on the work that is ours to do. And when thoughts, people, things try to distract us from our mission, it is our job to say, "I'm doing a great work, and I cannot come down." What I loved about that reading this morning is such a great reminder of how our own thoughts can try and dissuade us, how our own thoughts can try to even self-sabotage us, how our own thoughts can make us feel that whatever it is that is before us is just too much. But when we remember that God is us as us, is right where we are, that with God we can do all things, for all things are possible with God, then we shift our change. We can take a moment to come back to this truth, come back to this realization, come back to this alignment. We come back to our peace. So now let us take a moment to go deeper within. And if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me." It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. And so as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. As you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. My breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Healing. As you breathe in, take a moment and as you breathe out, be refreshed. Inhale, take a moment. Exhale, be refreshed. Take a moment. 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 Moment. Be refreshed. Turn the cave, the sanctuary of our heart. Let's take a moment to be intentional for our week ahead. To see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience. And as we are visualizing and seeing for ourselves, let us remember to add the feeling component of what it would feel like as well as look like. We are the manifesting centers of spirit. That we are co-creating through what we are envisioning for ourselves through our thoughts all the time. So let us be intentional to envision for ourselves that which we want to have, be, or experience in these coming days. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. And we're certainly holding in our hearts at this time all those that are suffering from typhoons and hurricanes and cyclones. We hold in our hearts those that are enduring famine, the effects of war, dictatorship, who are struggling for survival, who are refugees. We hold in our hearts at this time our politicians who are fighting and squabbling between themselves with the best way forward. Certainly for our country, and I'm sure it's true of many. We hold in our hearts at this time those who are in need of healing, those who are in hospitals, maybe in their homes or hospices. We hold in our hearts those involved in the healing profession, the doctors, the nurses, the people involved in every aspect of the healing. We hold in our hearts the firefighters, the police, those people doing dangerous jobs in order to protect and keep us safe. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, we come consciously into your presence to just take a moment to remember who we are and whose we are. To take a moment to remember that right where we are, your presence renews, restores, and replenishes. To take a moment not to be discouraged or disheartened, but to be emboldened in the remembrance that we are one with you and all that you are. We take a moment for all those that we have mentioned to ask for their needs to be met, for them to be fulfilled, for whatever their heart's desires or their immediate needs, that it be granted. We take a moment to know that we too are your hands and feet upon this earth at this time, and then may we be open to do whatever you are guiding us to do. We take a moment to come back to this truth, as our teacher taught us. I and my Father are one. We are one with the Spirit that permeates in and through all of creation. We are one with the cosmos. We are one with the earth. We are one with all sentient beings. We are one with all of creation. Divine, beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, when we forget ourselves, when we get caught up in the appearances of the world, when we feel a sense of overwhelm, being disheartened or discouraged, may we come back to this truth. May we take a moment to come back to the remembrance that your Spirit is all there is, and all we need is to connect into that remembrance that your Spirit is within us, quickening, enlivening, moving, renewing, and encompassing us. May we remember to take a moment to connect with you, source of all that is, throughout our days. And so it is. Together we say Amen. Open your eyes and take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands and reach towards the sky and say out loud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands over your hearts with your wrists palms down and say, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your side, palms open facing outwards and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. And bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and say, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations. Oh, I'm not sure what's happening. Let me try one more time. Okay, let's see. If I don't hear, you can repeat them to yourself at home. Our first affirmation is from our Science of Mind reading. I focus on my great work at hand and know I am fully supported and guided. And now our Buddhist meditations. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe, contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed, I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed, may I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. In our prayer of intention, I am the light of God, within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Oh, my beloved, I apologize. I'm not sure why the phones won't unmute, but it's just one of those things. So my benediction is from Brian Clay, who's an Olympic decathlon champion, who simply says, in happy moments, praise God. In the difficult moments, seek God. In the quiet moments, trust God. In every moment, thank God. And so, my song that I want to close with today is the short version of one that I would say is one of my soundtracks in my journey through this process of doing my doctorate. It's Will Reagan and United Pursuit. It's called Take a Moment. Enjoy.
This world, come upon.
Of Take a Moment. I wish you a very beautiful and blessed week. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10. And until then, have a happy Sunday. Love and God bless.